Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal County Councillor is calling on Irish Water to once and for all solve the ongoing disruption to the water supply in the Ballindreat area. A woman has had her handbag snatched from her car while she was at Mass in Inishowen. Meanwhile, investigations are continuing into the theft of a caravan that occurred on Sunday, September the 6th at Ballyness, Fulcara. There are calls for further speed studies to be carried out at Manor Cunningham as a matter of urgency, and Arkell Resources, formerly Connemara Mining, has identified a new gold target at its Inishowen project. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, beef, Brexit and the budget have been the big talking points on the first day back for the Dáil. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has warned job losses are inevitable if there's a no-deal Brexit. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Leaders' questions kicked off the new Dáil term, and in the week of the ploughing championships it was all about the beef.
Because fundamentally it's a question of fair prices.
Irish beef farmers are now struggling for their very survival. That's why there are pickets on the gate.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar called on farmers to accept the deal that's been hammered out.
All that can be achieved from protests and blockades has now been achieved, and I would ask that they end now.
Brexit 2 on the agenda today. Labour leader Brendan Howland calling for more details on no-deal planning discussed by the Cabinet.
Detailed, clear analysis in every sector of our economy of a hard Brexit.
The budget's also looming and causing friction. Fine Gael's Martin Hayden and Fianna Fáil's Michael McGrath arguing over whose party is more reckless when it comes to spending.
I think it is particularly childish of Fine Gael at this time to be throwing mud.
They have proven not to be responsible. It's the same old reckless Fianna Fáil.
It's kick-started what the Taoiseach acknowledged would be a very busy autumn for the Dáil. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
A Donegal County Councillor is calling on Irish Water to once and for all solve the ongoing disruption to the water supply in the Ballindreat area. People in the area have been experiencing issues with the water supply for the past number of years, and in the last week alone there have been 5 bursts on the mains line. Councillor Gary Doherty has written to the utility in what he has described as an absolute state of exasperation. He says residents in Ballindreat and the wider area can no longer endure supply disruptions on this scale.
This has been an ongoing concern in the wider Ballindreat area and affecting surrounding areas such as Tober. The residents there have had to put up with a completely unacceptable level of service from Irish Water. They're on the receiving end of repeated water outages. There are repeated bursts in the mains water line in that area. And look, this is something that I've been working on for the last number of years, and we still have no resolution to it as yet. And the last week alone, there have been 5 bursts on the mains line that's running through Ballindreat. That's left residents without water on 5 occasions in the last week alone, and that's just completely unacceptable that any public body in this day and age would subject residents to that sort of level of service. That's simply unacceptable.
And we know that the utility is carrying out numerous projects across the county, but ultimately the people in the Ballindreat area are being left without water at all.
Again, they're without service. And look, this is something that's been ongoing for the last number of years. I've got countless emails and phone calls to Irish Water on behalf of the people of this area. They just keep fobbing you off. They keep telling us that they're working towards solutions. Back in June, there was a mains water pipe that was laid through Ballindreat that they were hoping was going to solve this problem. But it simply hasn't. Every time they come out and fix the problem, there's a new leak again. And look, as I said to Irish Water 2 days ago, they'd be as well just employing 3 or 4 men just to permanently sit in Ballindreat, digging up a hole and filling it up again, because that's what they're doing. Almost on a daily basis, we're ringing in to tell them that there's a leak in the mains again. It's a never-ending cycle, and it's about time that something was done. And I'm calling on Irish Water now to finally take responsibility for the job that they're supposed to be doing and come out and fix this problem once and for all.
A woman has had her handbag snatched from her car while she was at Mass in Inishowen. The incident happened on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 9:40 a.m. at Ishkahin Muff. The lady had placed her handbag under the passenger seat while she attended Mass, but upon her return she discovered that the passenger window had been smashed and the handbag was gone. Anyone with information is being asked to contact Buncrana Garda Station. Garda Gráinne Doherty is urging people to be vigilant with leaving items in vehicles.
I'd just like to take this opportunity to urge everybody to be vigilant in relation to leaving items of value in their car. I know this has been mentioned time and time again, but it is commonplace, and probably I have been guilty to myself at times. You think you're nipping out of the car for a couple of minutes, you know, I'll stick it under the seat, nobody will know it's there, but you don't know who's watching. You know, somebody may observe you doing that, and you know, it's making their job very easy for them.
Elsewhere, investigations are continuing into the theft of a caravan that occurred on Sunday, September the 6th at 6 a.m. at Ballyness, Falkara. The caravan was parked at the side of a house that was under renovation. It has been established that the caravan was towed away by a blue Passat the same morning and crossed the border via Clady after 7 a.m. Garda Doherty is urging anyone, particularly those with dashcam footage, to come forward.
It was about 8 foot wide and 27 foot long. It had a clamp bulldog triangular in red in colour that was removed and taken from the caravan. There was a ball hitch clamp on the winter half hitch, and that was removed and taken. I have the chassis number. I'll put up details on the Garda Facebook page later on, a photograph of the caravan, and I'll stick the chassis number under it as well. The model was a 570 SMF, and the year of the caravan was a 2008. There was also a new petrol strimmer in the caravan, and the caravan is a white single axle. It has a blue and grey strip on the side. The registration of it is WJZ9398 with a yellow number plate on the back. And just a small detail to note in relation to it is both the sky windows don't open on the roof of the caravan. We're just appealing, if anybody noticed any suspicious activity in that area on the morning of the 8th of September, maybe somebody might have met or observed the blue Passat on the road towing the caravan between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. Going between Falkara and Clady direction. Or if anybody had a dash cam, would be even better again, that was on that road at the time and may have captured, you know, the registration number of this car for us, would be very grateful.
Sinn Féin's vice president says her party stands ready and waiting to work with the DUP to restore the Stormont Assembly. There has been no devolved government in the north since power sharing collapsed in January 2017. During the summer, talks were underway between Sinn Féin and the DUP to try to get it back up and running. Sinn Féin's leader in the north, Michelle O'Neill, says her party remains committed to restoring power sharing.
We're more than willing to sit down and have done for the past 2.5 years since the Assembly and the Executive collapsed in the north. The DUP are in a relationship with the Tories that has now rocked to the core our institutions and our ability to govern in the north. They have hitched their wagon to the Tories, who we know are in meltdown. They have hitched their wagon to a British government that is in the middle of a constitutional crisis. I mean, we want to have the institutions up and running, and I believe the people in the north want the institutions up and running, but we have to have genuine power share, and we have to work for all of our people.
Major health and safety concerns over the high-speed motorists are travelling through Main Street Manor Cunningham has led to calls for additional speed studies to be carried out in the area. Donegal County Council has already carried out surveys in Manor and identified that the speeds in the town are not excessive and that a pedestrian crossing is not warranted at this time. However, Councillor Jeremy McMonagall believes that it was carried out at the wrong location and wants the council to revisit the issue.
It was something that I picked up during the last election campaign and met with residents. I then had a meeting with, at that time, the Inishowen road engineers, and a traffic survey was taken. Now, I believe the traffic survey was in the wrong place and it did not reflect the speed of the vehicles that was travelling past the shop and putting in danger the lives and well-being of the residents of Manor Cunningham, especially young children. So I've got a commitment now from the engineer here in Letterkenny that they would look at that again and maybe have a different position for the speed counter, and hopefully we will get ramps installed in Manor Cunningham village sooner rather than later.
Even when they do revisit it, there does seem to be a reluctance there from the council to install any kind of ramps anywhere in Letterkenny or further afield.
Yeah, we've had that today. There's a number of motions in today from different councillors looking for ramps to be installed in certain areas around Letterkenny and outside of it. Manor Cunningham was just another one of them. But this isn't something that councillors have made up. This is coming from residents of the areas where those ramps are being requested. They live there on a daily basis. They see the dangers that they have to go through to cross the road, and it's about time that Donegal County Council listened to the residents of Manor Cunningham and indeed Letterkenny.
Argyll Resources, formerly known as Connemara Mining, has identified a new gold target at its Inishowen project. The company is the first known to drill specifically for gold in the area. Donald Kavanagh has more.
Drill targets were selected at the Minera prospect, and two phases of initial drilling were completed in 2016, which identified a series of parallel gold-bearing veins. Five additional drill holes were completed in October 2017 in order to better understand the orientation of the high-grade veins intercepted the previous year and to locate further veins noted in historic exploration to the south. Argyll Resources says the 2017 drilling has identified further narrow quartz veins in the vicinity of the high-grade intersection drilled in 2016. To date, a total of 1,113 metres has been drilled on 12 holes. The focus of the project is said to have recently shifted to targets along the Glentoher Fault, which runs between the Minera discovery site and the early 1900s Glentoher base metal mine. Fieldwork has identified a previously unknown shear zone, the Kinnego shear zone, which intersects the Glentoher Fault 3 kilometres northwest of Minera.
Gardaí are seeking information in relation to a burglary in Letterkenny. The incident happened on Tuesday evening last between 8:30 and 9:00 at Glendale Manor in Letterkenny. Entry was gained to the apartment through a side door and a small sum of cash was stolen from the property. Garda Grainne Doherty says any suspicious behaviour witnessed in the area in and around that time should be reported to Gardaí.
So very short time frame, happened at Glendale Manor. Entry was gained to an apartment through a side door. The door had been forced open, the lock was broken on the door. A small amount of cash was stolen from the property. So anyone in that area, Glendale Manor that evening, neighbours maybe seen anybody in the area or cars that seemed untoward to them, if they could contact us in Letterkenny on 0749167100.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Get 15% off your next online order using the code FITNESS. Some exclusions apply.
It's 13 minutes past five and time's latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer holders Liverpool. They travel to Napoli in their opening Champions League Group E fixture this evening. The Reds' 2-0 victory over Spurs in June's final in Madrid gave manager Jurgen Klopp his first major trophy with the club. However, the German believes their Premier League rivals Manchester City are the team to beat in the competition this year.
We cannot be the best team in Europe because Man City is the best team in the world. So that's the same planet, I heard. And there are a lot of good teams out there, and you have to prove that constantly. Last year, I'm not sure we were the best team in Europe, but we were really good in the right moments. And that's why we won the Champions League.
Meanwhile, Europa League winners Chelsea, they get their group H campaign underway. That's against Valencia at Stamford Bridge. Both those games kick off at 8 o'clock, with 8 games this evening in total. Meanwhile, Premier League champions Manchester City, they'll be without defender John Stones for up to 5 weeks. The England international suffering from a muscular injury. The 25-year-old's now likely to miss at least their opening 2 Champions League group games and up to 4 Premier League ties. City boss Pep Guardiola has also revealed Phil Foden will miss tomorrow's Champions League tie away to the Ukraine side Shakhtar Donetsk due to a virus. Elsewhere, Birmingham City have been fined £42,500 after one of the Championship club supporters ran onto the pitch and attacked Aston Villa's Jack Grealish. An independent inquiry has found the side failed to make sure its supporters behaved as they were supposed to at the St Andrews in March. Back at home, Dundalk have banned 4 fans from Oriel Park. That's following crowd trouble at the EA Sports Cup final. The Lilywhites say the supporters who were involved in skirmishes on the pitch at the end of their win over Derry have let the club down with their behaviour. Dundalk have also confirmed they're continuing to investigate the incidents and could hand out more punishments. Moving on to Gaelic games, and the fixtures for the final weekend of group games in the Donegal Club Championships have been confirmed. Oisin Kelly has more.
There is no change to the proposed start times to the respective matches this coming weekend in both the Senior and Intermediate Football Championship. As we know, Milford Kilcar and Neave Connell, with one game to go, have already guaranteed themselves a place in the quarterfinals, and that's a similar situation for Neave Columba and Neave Columkill. The senior matches get underway on Saturday with the decisive matches in Group B. Killybegs play Dunloe and Neave Connell host McCools. Both have a throw-in time of 6 o'clock. There's 6 further games to come on Sunday at 2 p.m. The final matches in Group A, St Michael's against St Eunan's, and our draw will make Bedore. 3 o'clock starts for the decisive games in Group D. Mallon versus Bundoran, and Kilcare will host Termon at Townie. And then later on Sunday at 5 o'clock is the final round of matches in Group C, with Glenswilly against Milford and Glenfinn taking on Four Masters. On to the Intermediate Championship. 4 games penciled in for Saturday, throwing in at 6 o'clock. In Group A, it's Neave Breed against Red Hughes, and Clohanaly will play Neave Ulton. And at the same time, the 2 matches in Group C will take place, with Neave Columba against Neave Columkill and Burt up against Fannad Gaels. With the other 2 games in the Intermediate Championship taking place on Sunday, both starting at 3 o'clock in Group B, it's Aroo against Downings and Evora against St Nolles.
Elsewhere, Tyrone GAA are set to appoint Johnny Davis as their new strength and conditioning coach. Davis, who's a former strength and conditioning coach with Ulster Rugby, takes over the position from Peter Donnelly, who left the Red Hand County to work with Ulster Rugby. Donnelly is also part of the new management team under Seamus McEnany, and Davis, he's expected to take his place with Tyrone by the start of the 2020 campaign. Cork, they've announced the appointment of Cian O'Neill as their new senior football coach for the 2020 season. The former Kildare manager will work under new manager Ronan McCarthy. And Laois, they have also confirmed former Kerry star Mike Quirk will be put forward for ratification as senior football boss at the next county board meeting. The 4-time All-Ireland winner is yet to finalise his backroom team. And Eddie Brennan, he'll continue as senior hurling manager, while former Waterford manager Derek McGrath becomes a minor hurling coach under boss Liam Dunn. Moving on to boxing, and Katie Taylor will move up a weight on November the 2nd as she fights for the WBO super lightweight title. Greek boxer Christina Leonardou stands between the Bray woman's goal of becoming a 2-weight world champion. That will be the headline bout on the card at the Manchester Arena. In rugby, Rob Kearney will look to prove his fitness tomorrow ahead of Ireland's Rugby World Cup opener against Scotland this weekend. The Leinster fullback's nursing a tightness in his calf, but the Irish coaching team are hopeful he can return to training ahead of Sunday's game. Robbie Henshaw has already been ruled out with a hamstring issue. Meanwhile, flanker Reece Ruddock has defended Bundy Aki and says the centre embodies the spirit of his adopted nation. Former Ireland player Luke Fitzgerald recently labelled Aki a blow and says he'd be angry if the New Zealand native was picked ahead of Gary Ringrose, but Ruddock insists the squad are happy to have the Connacht midfielder with them. And the Welsh Rugby Union have confirmed backs coach Rob Howley has been sent home from the World Cup for allegedly breaking betting rules. He's returned to Wales to assist in a WRU investigation into the potential breach. Howley was due to stand down after the tournament. His successor Stephen Jones will link up with the squad out in Japan to take charge of their attack. In golf, Shane Lowry has been awarded an honorary life membership of the European Tour. That's in recognition of his Open Championship victory in July. He currently leads the European Tour's Race to Dubai. He was presented with his honorary life membership by European Tour Chief Executive Keith Pelley ahead of the BMW Championship, which starts in Wentworth tomorrow. Finally, for this evening in cricket, there was an international T20 match in Dublin today. Scotland scored 193 for 7. Ireland got there easy enough. They scored 194 for 6. With 12 balls remaining, Ireland won that one by 4 wickets. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny, and returning to some news. A sudden economic shock could put the future of over 78,000 beef and sheep farms into doubt. That's according to the central bank, which says low incomes and a reliance on direct payments mean they're at a greater risk than their dairy counterparts. It's warning that around one-third of all farms at the moment are economically vulnerable, but the imminent risk of a no-deal Brexit could worsen the situation. Director of Economics and Statistics at the central bank, Mark Cassidy, says the serious nature of what's facing Irish agriculture can't be overlooked.
Our analysis shows significant challenges across many parts of the agriculture sector, but particularly with regard to low incomes among beef and sheep farmers. And Brexit, or indeed any other significant shock, would clearly deepen the serious viability challenges that are already facing farming enterprises.
But this is in sharp contrast, I understand, to the likes of dairy farmers, for example.
Well, I think within the agriculture sector, different parts of the sector are facing different challenges. beef sector accounts for over half of farms, around a third of agricultural output, and incomes there are much smaller than in the dairy sector, which has actually performed quite well over recent years and is also less exposed to Brexit risks because of less exposure to UK markets.
So what in reality do you foresee then, do you forecast, if a no-deal scenario does actually come to fruition, how will these farmers survive effectively?
Well, within agriculture, the beef sector is most exposed to Brexit, and over half of their exports go to the UK. Tariffs on the main exports will be particularly high. So I think, undoubtedly, a no-deal Brexit would lead to significant drop in farm incomes across parts of the beef sector and additional job losses.
The 30th World Congress of the International Association for Suicide Prevention has opened today in Derry and runs until the weekend. The conference, Breaking Down Walls and Building Bridges, brings academics, practitioners and others together to discuss the latest thinking in suicide prevention and how it can be implemented in a way that helps those at risk. Dr. Rory O'Connor, a native of Derry, is the vice president of the association. He says this is the biggest conference the city has ever hosted and the event has the potential to make a very real difference across the whole region.
We'll be bringing the world's latest thinking in terms of suicide prevention, in terms of understanding the complexity around the factors that lead to suicide, but crucially also leading the way in terms of how do we help the most vulnerable. Such an important topic, and Derry, sadly, and Donegal and the surrounding regions have really been struck by the absolute human tragedy that is suicide.
Emissions from imported cars are outweighing the positive impact electric and low-emission vehicles are having. The motor industry says 250,000 cars imported over the last 3 years don't meet EU emissions standards. SIMI is calling on the government to bring in measures that would make importing cars from the UK less attractive to drivers. Director Brian Cook says Ireland has become a dumping ground for polluting cars.
The vehicles that are coming into Ireland are older diesel vehicles that are subject in many cases in the UK to actually bans or restrictions in their city centres. So the UK have signalled we don't want these environmentally damaging vehicles. So they're only too glad to actually see them exported into another market.
Weather now, dry this evening with some sunshine. Quite cool tonight with clear spells and slack variable breezes with lowest temperatures of 4 to 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, beef, Brexit and the budget have been the big talking points on the first day back for the Dáil. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has warned job losses are inevitable if there's a no-deal Brexit. A Donegal County Council is calling on Irish Water to once and for all solve the ongoing disruption to the water supply in the Ballantrae area. People in the area have been experiencing issues with the water supply for the past number of years, and in the last week alone there have been 5 bursts on the mains line. A woman has had her handbag snatched from her car when she was at Mass in Inishowen. The incident happened on Sunday last between 9 a.m. and 9:40 a.m. at Ishkeheen Muff. A major health and safety concerns over the high-speed motorists are travelling through Main Street Manor Cunningham has led to calls for additional speed studies to be carried out in the area. Donegal County Council has already carried out surveys in Manor and identified that the speeds in the town are not excessive and that a pedestrian crossing is not warranted at this time. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, September the 17th. The death has taken place of Christina Gamble, 23, Bonamain Bridgend. Her remains will be reposing at her home tomorrow night from 8 o'clock. Funeral on Friday morning, leaving her home at 10:15, going to St Angus's Church, Burt, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Gerard Grant Pollengreen, Ballyliffin, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in the new graveyard. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired to the oncology unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of McFeely Funeral Directors or any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m.
The death has taken place of Susan Wasson, known as Susie, 250 Town Parks Convoy. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Fiona leaving there on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock for service in Convoy Presbyterian Church at 2 o'clock, with burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Convoy Presbyterian Church Refurbishment Fund, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Peggy Gallagher, the butcher, Derry Hassan, Downings. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning, going to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Nancy Dorian Mina Cahan Inver. Remains are reposing at the home of her sister Mary Arnold Mina Cahan until 10 o'clock tonight. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Church of the Blessed Virgin Mary Frosses, with interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of John McGowan, funeral directors. And the death has occurred of Lena McGee, 282 Ard McCarran, Ballybofey. Remains will repose at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybofey, this evening from 7 o'clock until Rosary at 10 o'clock, and tomorrow evening from 7 o'clock until Rosary at 10 o'clock. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 22:11 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, if so desired, to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member.